This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The 2023 K-State Garden Hour, hosted by K-State Research and Extension Horticulture staff across the state, kicked off January 4th with Reno County Horticulture Extension Agent Pam Paulson. As part of her presentation on gardening myths and misconceptions, she emphasized finding reliable information.
For gardeners, you want to look at whether that information is current, when was that information published or revised, and is it something that needs to be current? So something like recommended chemicals or recommended varieties, those change pretty regularly. So you probably don't want something that's 20, 30 years old. But other things like, you know, how to plant a tree. We've learned along the way, so don't go too far back. But, you know, things that are 6, 7, 8 years old are probably still relevant for those kind of things. So relevance. So commercial or home garden. You know, K-State has publications for home tomato gardeners and commercial tomato gardeners. If you've just got a few tomato plants in your backyard, you probably aren't going to follow the same methods that a grower that's got a high tunnel and grows thousands of plants on his acreage. So look at how that information relates to your needs. The other are geographic constraints, and that's important with gardening too, in that we all have different climates. So if you're wanting to grow tomatoes here, you're not going to pull publications from Michigan or Vermont to see when your planting dates are. You also want to look at the author and their credentials, their qualifications, as well as where that information, the source of that information, was it published in a scientific journal? Is it an extension publication? Or is it a magazine article? And then accuracy, did they cite any sources or credit whose images they're posting? Is it science-based? Is it well-written? And then purpose, is it factual and educational? Are extension publications, university publications, are non-biased, where others are entertaining? You know, they can be more opinion than fact or education.
Paulson also offered tips on ways to search for information online more effectively.
So anytime I'm looking for research-based information, be very specific in your terms. So instead of just looking for good tomatoes to grow, search for blossom end resistant tomatoes. So be very specific in your searches. I will also use what's called the minus operator to narrow the search. So if I'm wanting to look for heirloom tomatoes, but I don't want cherry tomatoes, what I type in is heirloom tomato, and then I put a minus right before that cherry, no space in between. And so it will not return anything that says cherry. Or if I don't want yellow tomatoes and I don't want cherry tomatoes, I'll type in heirloom tomato, minus cherry, minus yellow. If I'm looking for something very specific, I put that whole phrase in quotes. So if I were to type just grape tomato, yeah, I will get some information on grape tomatoes, but I might also get information on grapes. I might also get information on just tomatoes. If you put them in the quotes, then that's the only thing it will look for. It has to say grape tomato before it will return that information. And then the other thing I think is important is to search for reliable sources. And so research science-based, yeah, it's just habit for me now. I don't even think when I'm doing a search. What I do is I type site.edu at the end, because .edu will get me university research-based information. And so to do that, I'll type in tomato gardening, type site:.edu, and that will give me only educational sources, university-based educational resources. If I'm wanting K-State information, I'll type tomato gardening site:.ksu.edu, and that tells it to just search K-State information. You can rely on university educational information, but there's also, you know, professional societies, professional associations. So like the American Horticultural Society, their website is ahs.org. So if I'm wanting to see what they have on tomato gardening, I type tomato gardening site:.ahs.org, and that will give me what information the American Horticulture Society has on tomato gardening.
That's Reno County Horticulture Extension Agent Pam Paulson. To learn more about the K-State Garden Hour, including upcoming webinars, go to hnr.k-state.edu. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.